Hey guys, it's your boy Suji. I'm back with Canada Got Soul, and you're listening to episode 106 of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team, the Quarantine at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Ah, bonjour.
Monsieur Alvin Martinez.
Allo, allo.
And are you guys ready?
Yeah,
always.
He's got the dance moves like Jagger and dresses sharper than a dagger. Oof. He'll steal your girl with his French, and then he'll drop 50 coming off the bench. If you're talking stripes, you may as well call him a zebra because he's got tons. Say bonjour to Alex, a.k.a. Suji Cypher Sons.
Yo.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yo, I was not expecting the rap intro. Like, I feel so honored,
man. Of course, man. It's
wow.
It's expected now. Bro, thank you for being here for your third time.
Thank you guys for having me again.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
That is a milestone for sure. After the third one, you know what they say. Once you go three, I don't know.
I'll be back four.
Yeah, you'll be back for four. but yeah, thanks. Like we said, thank you for being here. Means a lot. I know you don't have a whole lot to do these days. Most people don't, but it still means a lot that you took the time to be here.
Oh, so happy, man.
We've got a fun show for you guys today. We've got pretty much a full episode, which is a rarity right now. So that's pretty good. We have some feel good news to cover, in This Week in Kicks, some updates on Air Max Madness. And, we can tell you're all bored because EEE is very, very full. Suji has been here before, but not since I've been hosting. So we're going to play everyone's favorite game show, 21 Guestions. And then we've got some hard hitting three stripe questions to ask him to end it off. But first, Alvin.
Whoosh. Fire round.
I'm going to say that maybe we need to do a pre-recorded version of that or something so that I can just click.
I'll make one.
I can click play and it sounds a lot better than what we're dealing with right now. Yes, the fire round. We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show, Sneaker Life Husband.
Yo.
And he wants to know, after all this COVID-19 lockdown stuff is over, what is the first shoe you're going to rock outside? That's a good one. It's almost like the first day of school, but like pandemic version, which is kind of fun. So I thought about it. I'll give you guys a chance to think about it. Mine, assuming everything works out with my P.O. Box in Buffalo situation, mine is going to be the shoes that I ordered from GOAT a couple weeks ago that are still not here, which are the, I still don't remember the name, the Zoom Streak Spectrum Supreme Nike thing with the flame, the thing with the flames on it. I don't know.
Yeah, flames.
I am super excited for those. I'm going to wear them with shorts no matter what day I get them. So hopefully it's warm outside. But I'm really excited to wear those. So that's going to be mine. Alvin, first day of school / first day of no pandemic shoes for you.
I'm going to go with my Wave Runners, man. I haven't worn those in a minute, so I kind of miss them.
Somebody being a teacher's pet over here. We got Alex on the pod and all of a sudden, okay, whatever.
I wear those all the time. I love my Wave Runners.
Joel, what are you wearing first day after the pandemic?
After the pandemic, I'm probably going to wear something maybe like all white. It'll probably be like...
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe like a rivalry or something.
Oh my god.
A rivalry low. Like, jeez. You know.
These guys are such suck ups. Oh my god. If this question was last week, it would have been like, I'm gonna wear my Shawns and I'm gonna
Jordan 1.
Holy crap.
Air Max.
All right, Alex, which Jordans are you going to wear when the air is when the air is clean?
Greens. I guess we'll deep dive into that maybe later, but I'm all jokes aside, I'm really Air Max curious.
Ooh,
these days.
Nice.
But Needless to say, Jules' answer is definitely the one that I was going for. I think an all white. I got the bone white Yeezy 500.
Okay.
Like the very like pure white ones. This winter, so I held off from wearing them a lot, even at work, because you never know what's happening. But I feel like by the time this is all gonna get done, pure white shoes with white crew socks, short shorts, a sunny day.
Ooh, bro.
You know. Jam. Yeah, I'm optimistic about this. So pure white shoes whenever like the pandemic is over, man.
The fact that think you're gonna be wearing short shorts means you think it's gonna be summer. So it doesn't sound like you think you're that optimistic at all. Like sounds like you're not optimistic even a little bit.
It is confusing.
Unless you're the guy with in short shorts in May, which is also fine. Like no judgment.
That's an option.
Thank you, Sneaker Life Husband, for the question. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
And because I went first in the fire round, I'm going to go first in this as well, the CGS picks, and I'm gonna go with a women's shoe. So these are rumored to be releasing this summer, but as we know, nothing is guaranteed right now with release dates, so I guess that's subject to change. But my pick is the Chicago Air Jordan 1 High Satin for women. So they're adding to the Jordan 1 satin line with this Chicago version, and it's the exact same color blocking, exact same shoe, except the swoosh and the heel, like the collar, are snakeskin, so they're upping the quality like crazy on them. A faux snakeskin, mind you. This is not a Joe Exotic situation here, but but the early pictures and mock-ups are already starting to circulate on the internet. They're rumored to release this summer in August ish apparently, so we'll see. But these are cool. I mean, because of all the stuff we've talked about in the past, I'm gonna try and maintain that I want to keep the satin women's Jordan line for the women. So I won't call it a scoop because I want that to happen. So I'm gonna call them cute, but if they were men's, they would be a scoop because they're very, very cool. Joel, what's your pick this week?
Okay, so my pick, like if we go back to like episode 100, when we were talking about like unicorns and stuff like that coming back and like, you know, sneakers and whatnot. I don't know. I guess my pick delves into that.
Mm-hmm.
My pick is the Air Max 1 Lemonade from the Powerwall release from like, you know, the mid 2000s of Air Max 1. Like, you know, unicorns, I said. Were they, you know, I don't know, like if they're coming back or whatnot, but it seems like they're re-releasing the Lemonade from that famed collection. So we'll see how that goes. It's set to drop in 2020. But yeah, if you guys don't know what the Lemonade pack is, just take a look at it because Powerwall, they dropped like a whole slew of like, you know, ERSs, like, you know, the Bluetooth Sports Air Maxes and stuff like that. And it's just a whole bunch of lines and whatnot. Like the Tier Zero accounts, like pretty much all got them.
That was a massive pack.
Yeah, it was a huge pack. It's from like all of the Air Maxes, from like Air Max 1 all the way down to like, I think it was like the Air Max 360. I think it was the last one that they did. Like all those silhouettes done in their like their rendition. Like I think there's like 7 or 8. I could be wrong. That
yeah, something like ridiculous.
On the Powerwall, it's all like some crazy shit, man. But yeah, they're dropping it. They're re-releasing it again. They're going back into the vault and like they're releasing it back. I mean, they're re-releasing it again in 2020 summer. So look out for that. No release date yet, but like I said, sometime in the summer. No price tag yet. Well, again, it's all a rumor. See how it goes, man.
And with all
please
that
quote Joel on this.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is official news coming from Joel. With all that said, coming from Joel, no price, no release date, no confirmation. Joel, I'm just gonna assume you're calling it a whoop-de-whoop and we'll move on. Like there's no question, right? Like this is for sure. Yeah. Okay, Joel completely cut out again.
Weekly occurrence. Yo.
Weekly occurrence.
Sorry.
That's okay. I'm going to assume that you said yes, whoop-de-whoop. It's kind of crazy that they're making...
whoop-de-whoop, yeah, man.
They're making these unicorns and these, like, all-time grails return. Like, we've mentioned so many times how nothing is sacred, and then we say, oh, but I think that might be sacred, and then it's like, no, that's not sacred either. Like, it's literally nothing is sacred.
No, it's not sacred. No.
And this is a good example of that. And part of me hates it, and part of me is okay with it. So, I mean, there's not much more you can say. Yeah. Alvin, what's your pick?
I got the laser orange Nike Dunk. Is it an SB?
It is not. Yes, it is. It is,
right?
Yeah.
So essentially, it looks like the Air Jordan Rookie of the Years.
Yes.
Except opposed to black, it's got a navy accents to it, which is dope because, you know, navy and khaki look dope together.
Correct.
Pretty dope sneaker, simple. It's an SB, so, you know, people are going to go ham for it. I like the color blocking, but it's a cute, like, it's all right.
Yeah, it's missing something for me. I don't know what.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's because the outsole is, it's like a
translucent
contrast to the midsole.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, but still, it doesn't look good on that. You should have put a gum outsole or something.
Yeah,
Just something, you know what I mean? But I don't know, it's cute, man.
Yeah, it's whatever. Yeah, it's definitely just whatever. that's literally all I can say. Like, it's super not anything special. If it's an SB, I kind of expect a lot. So, yeah, it's super whatever.
Yeah.
Alex, I was told that you may potentially have a pick for us. Is this true?
I do.
C'est vrai. Okay, let's go.
Yes, it's vrai. It's a ZX 10,000C. I don't know if you guys are familiar with this silhouette. It's the newest ZX silhouette that came out last year for the anniversary. Well, for the upcoming anniversary, which is this year of the torsion system, which was last year. Sorry, fuck, that's confusing. you guys have the E for explicit, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Sweet. Perfect. So the ZX 10,000 was introduced last year through Consortium. There was an Overkill. There was like the original, the Super Color, and a few of them, but now they're more like kind of like GR version coming out.
Okay.
And there's a really cool one that's coming, and it comes in beige and neon yellow tints.
Oh.
It has a cool mix of like suede, and I think there's pony hair on it.
Oh, I found it.
Yeah. So before recording, I was trying to look it up because it doesn't seem like it's released anywhere. It seems like there was a release date in March, but I haven't seen it available anywhere. So it's something that I've been eyeing this week, and I can't find it. But it's if and when I find it, it's definitely a scoop. Definitely.
Yeah, I really like that. It's like, it's really like the yellow tint or whatever they called that Yeezy. Was it yellow tint? What did they call it? The yellow tint?
What was it?
Frozen yellow?
The frozen yellow. Yellow.
It's semi-frozen.
Semi-frozen.
Yellow.
This is like a semi-frozen yellow. Like, it's a little bit more semi than the other one. It's like pale frozen yellow. Pale semi-frozen yellow.
Pastelly.
Yeah.
And I find that color with beige is like, it's going to be a good shoe for the summer for sure.
Yeah, this is a winner for sure. That's a really nice shoe. Sweet. Next up, this week in kicks. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. So the last couple of weeks and the last couple of episodes, there have been some like sad news headlines. I think we're going to do our best to now stay away from all the sad news headlines for sure.
Good idea.
But I do have a really positive news headline that's come out of all this. And my clickbait headline for you is that Vans has stolen our idea. So Vans is... Vans,
I love
is,
this clickbait.
Vans is partnering with some of its independent retailers to help get them through these uncertain times. How? What's that, Joel? You said how?
How?
That's right. You said how. they started an initiative called Foot the Bill. and they have given 80 of their their accounts, like their smaller independent retailer accounts, a collaboration. Which can be found on Vans.com, and they're giving 100% of the net proceeds from every sale back to the store. So basically, if you go on Vans.com/footthebill, they have about 80 different sneakers from about 80 different stores, and they all did like a little mini design on like a slip-on or a Vans Era. Wow. And you can buy it directly from the Vans website, so the store doesn't even have to do anything, and all the sales, all the proceeds are going straight to the stores.
Yo, look at that.
Wow.
Look,
who was amazing, listening bro. To True Yo. To Size last week? Oh my God.
Sounds familiar.
I think that was Joel's idea, actually, was give everybody a collaboration.
Man. No, it was mine. It was mine.
Was it your idea?
It was ours.
But yeah, so that's really dope from Vans. Like we said, the big brands are not going anywhere. They're gonna outlast all of this. Like most of these brands are eternal, essentially. Like they're especially Vans. Like it's not going anywhere anytime soon. Mm-hmm. So it's the smaller retailers that are gonna struggle through this. So it's good to see that Vans is looking out for their accounts and their stores, because at the end of the day, those are the people who make them their money. So that's good for Vans. Good friends of the show, so that's good to hear from them. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we discuss our latest pickup. What am I saying? This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. It's been so long since we've done Previously in Kicks, I don't even know the read-in anymore. So I just, to avoid the embarrassment, me, Joel, and Alvin don't have any pickups. We only put this in because Alex has something he wants to talk about. So we're going to give him the floor and let him talk about the shoes that he's excited about, because he told us the cool story before the pod, and we want everyone else to hear it as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was very lucky and entered a raffle and got a W from M Clothing in the UK. For the ZX8000 Anami pack that released last weekend. And as I was telling you guys before the pod, the craziest thing for me is that even though we're going through this pandemic stuff, I was expecting some lagging in terms of like customs and shipping and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And the clothing, they delivered in 3 freaking days. So
crazy.
If Canadians are listening right now and they're eyeing some stuff on End, I wouldn't hesitate to cop on End, because I think they're super clutch. Yes, I got fucked by the duty, but that's
it happens.
The reality of being Canadian. So we're getting used to that. So for those of you guys who have not maybe seen the shoe, it's a ZX8000. It comes in this really bright pale pink suede. And has kind of like red hits on it, kind of like cherry blossom flowers. The box is super cool. It comes with like a separator in the middle of the shoebox, so that both shoe can stand like flat.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a story about the Anami Festival in the inside the box. There's like little cherry blossom flowers like in cut off like in the box, so that you can like set up for your own photo. Like,
so sick.
Cool.
Yeah. So I've
that's crazy.
Yeah, I have a photo or two on my Instagram if you want to go check it
out.
Yeah,
you do.
Big plug.
If you don't know what the shoe looks like. That was weak. But just in reality, like I know a lot of our
Your
listeners are probably a lot of like Nike heads. So if you guys are not familiar with this Adidas ZX8000 Anami colorway, I strongly suggest you guys check it out. And I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but like I read through the story of the festival and the tradition behind like the upcoming of the spring season and all that, and the relation they have with this whole transition. And there's also like a link between the historical and political link between Berlin and Tokyo. So it's like the story is
crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Execution is amazing. Like, and it's just like for a shoe of this quality, it was shipped tax in 169 Canadian
That's
plus
insane.
The duties at the door, but it's like, it's nothing
That's insane.
Such a great shoe. So yeah, I was not expecting to pick up anything between during the pandemic pause, but this had to happen. So
yeah, no, those are super dope. That's actually, I didn't even realize until like right now, but when you posted them, I think I replied to your picture and I was like, these are so good. And I had no idea even like what the shoe was. Like I'm a fan of the EQT. So I was like, it's a dope shoe. And I was like, I had no idea that it was like actually a collab and stuff. So that makes it even cooler.
The EQT is just the GR, but the other one, I think you commented on the
Okay.
You might get confused because
I don't know anything. Okay.
It's okay. We'll take this offline.
I really like those Adidas that you got there.
I know.
You could have just said, yeah, that's the one. But no, he had to say, no, that's the wrong one. You're an idiot. Nice try. Dude,
he's been a good friend, bro.
Please, listeners, roast me.
He literally did a live EEE. I think that's the first ever time we've had a live EEE done.
You know, it's language barrier. Sometimes, like, I lack, I try to be slick and stuff, but it doesn't.
Yeah. You speak better English than us most times, so speaking of EE, next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes, so if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM and we'll let the world know that we goofed. And speaking of things that I made mistakes on, I do want to clarify a couple things from last week's episode before I get into some official EEEs. We questioned Phil when he was doing the Can You Name Five. There was two things. There was one, it was, we said brands that have collaborated with Kith, and he just splurted out Bape. And immediately that sounded dumb, but it did happen. There was a Bape Kith collaboration at some point.
Oh, shit.
I know, I said the same thing. Yeah. And the other one was Pigalle, or I'm sure Alex has a much better pronunciation of that word. And Jordan Brand, and he said that they collaborated, and I was like, what the hell are you talking about? And I don't even think he meant this, but there's some random ass like Team Jordan that they did a collaboration on like late last year, and I think it was an accident, but I have to give it to him because he made sure to point out that he was correct. But anyways, so first up from Sneaker Life Husband, he says, I've got an EEE. Civic Holiday is not an official stat holiday, so it shouldn't count as a long weekend as discussed on Not Sneaker Related last week. And he says the right answer is Victoria Day long weekend. The NBA playoffs are in full stride, and it's the unofficial start of summer. I got to give him that. That's a pretty good answer. Do you have either of those holidays in Quebec, Alex?
When does Civic Holiday fall?
Civic Holiday is like usually the first weekend in August.
No.
No? Victoria Day, you guys have that?
That's in May, right?
Yeah, May 24.
Yeah, I do believe so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your favorite long weekend of the year, Alex?
I was trying to think about it when I listened to the episode this morning, but... I think it's Easter. I think it's Easter weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
It usually works. Because like in my retail days, you would either have, depending on the period of time, but like Mondays or Fridays off. So you'd have, I would take my 2 weekend days straight and then have the Sunday off or end the Monday off or whatever. So
take
it always
8-day weekend. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So you do like a full 8 week 8 day week, and then you get a 4 day weekend. Like
yes,
when you work retail, it's
oh
the,
yeah, that was like a vacation when you worked retail. That was you had to earn super your sad vacation.
Exactly.
Next up from Rushy Grant, he says, "I can confirm Americans do wear shoes in the house." In every house I've pretty much ever been in, which is a pretty big sample size, everyone wears shoes inside. I always leave mine at the door. But in their defense, most of my friends and their families all live in a nicer climate. So I could see that being a thing. Like if you're living in California and it never rains, snows, is muddy, is anything, your shoes probably stay clean, as clean as they were when you first put them on. So I could see that argument. But it was funny because the next EE comes from Weekends with Walt, who's from California, and he says, I never wear shoes in the house. house. Why would you think this is an American thing? I leave my shoes by the door just like you guys.
I respect that. Well,
I respect that as well.
John.
I replied to him and I told him I think that the entire stereotype from that simply stems from American sitcoms. I don't know about you guys, but like just the stereotype, which is a weird stereotype for a community to have. But I feel like Americans wear shoes in their house because they always did it on TV.
Yeah, like Mr. Rogers.
They just walk straight in the house and just kicking up Mr. their feet Rogers on the couch with their shoes on. I'm like, what are you doing? Apologies to any Americans that we offended by roasting you for wearing your shoes in the house.
Apparently, you guys wear slides inside?
Oh yeah, I'm wearing slides right now.
I do slides all the time.
Socks slide. But they're indoor slides for the most part, indoor, right? Okay, indoor,
Or take out the trash.
Yes, like that's the furthest. Yeah, sure. Like the sidewalk is the furthest those indoor slides make it. Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're all on the same page. No one has to get booted out of the chat today. Okay, good. not this time. It's happened in the past. And finally, Falsy 30. He says it only took 2 weeks, but I thought of a couple e-sneakers. What were we playing? Oh, the license plate game, and we couldn't think of any sneakers that started with the letter E. He says eggplant foams and LeBron 11 Everglade. And he says that's it. That's all I've done in the last 2 weeks. So if it took him 2 weeks to figure it out, I feel a lot better of us not being able to figure out any while we were recording.
For sure, bro.
Alex, can you think of anything?
Oh, shit.
Yes, I know. See? On the spot.
The Eric Emmanuel rivalry.
Okay, that'll count.
Yeah, Eric Emmanuel, I guess.
What was the other letter we couldn't think of? Pretty much any letter. Never mind, we won't get into it.
N.
Go ahead. N. Alex. Shit.
The Nintendo
Vans. Oh, Nintendo! Oh, I would take that.
You're so good, bro.
Damn! It's only because he has Mario sitting right over his left shoulder that he's saying that.
That's
why. Wow, that worked out well for him. Nick, another one? You have more? Wow, way to embarrass us. He just wants to. That's why he wanted to come on the podcast. No, he wanted to embarrass the fuck out of us today.
you guys.
He's like, oh no, wait, you're gonna ask me, and he had like a list of them prepared.
In the beginning, when I first listened to that first time you guys tried it, I was like, it can't be that hard. And then I try to play along, and I was like, it's impossible.
It's so hard.
It's the 20-second click. That's
what it is. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man.
Well, you're in luck because we're playing today with you. I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding. We're done embarrassing people on True to Size for the week. Just for this week. Next up, NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot. So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this one came from me not leaving the house in 3 weeks and eating a lot. And I do want to know, as much as there's a lot less scheduling in our lives right now, what is the best meal of the day? Breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Breakfast.
You're a breakfast guy, Alex?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm a breakfast guy too. The thing is, I'll even have breakfast for lunch and dinner as well. So that's how you know.
Omelette, breakfast sandwich.
Wow, the way that he said omelette.
Omelette.
Crepes.
Yo, pain doré, man.
I don't even know what he's saying, but it sounds delicious.
And what is that? French toast.
French toast. French toast. Français bread. All right. Joel, best meal of the day.
I'd have to say lunch, yo.
Lunch. That's a hot take, I think. I think that's a very hot take.
Yeah, man.
Alvin.
I'll say brunch because I don't eat
brunch.
Like, I don't eat breakfast in the morning.
That's understandable.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So
I just need some breakfast at La Venue and I'm good, bro. Trust me. Montreal, we're coming for you. And that was 30 seconds. Next up, we do have something to promote real quick. We are, once again, if you've been listening and following us on Instagram, doing Air Max Madness, the Air Max 90 edition, once again, in collaboration with Joshua Brian Scott. Follow him on Instagram at Joshua Brian Scott. So each day we're still posting polls in our stories and we're working through the bracket and we're trying to find out what is the greatest Air Max 90 of all time. We just finished the first round, so we're now on to the Sweet 16. There's been some crazy upsets. We've been getting a ton of angry DMs from people like, we are the ones who are voting. I mean, we do vote, but we each individually have one vote. So if you have angry DMs, you can direct them towards us, but please understand that it's not our fault if things don't go the way you thought they were going to. Maybe some people have money on it. Like, there's not sports going on right now, so maybe there's people who are putting money on some stuff. Seriously. I wouldn't blame you, but just be careful what you put your money on right now. But yeah, so follow along with that. It's super fun. It's been enjoyable for all of us. Thanks to Josh for organizing it once again, and we're doing our best to facilitate it. But it's now the time that literally everyone in this chat has been waiting for. 21 questions featuring our boy Alex Tsuji Cypher Sons. Thank you once again for being here for the third time. It would be a lot more exciting if this was happening on your first one, so I do apologize. It's kind of underwhelming now, maybe. But you know how this works. You listen to the podcast. I have 21 questions for you, just like how you flirt with all the girls, and question 21 is always something super naughty.
What's your favorite meal of the day?
Yeah. You. It's like your own little personal fire round, so just fire off the first question that comes to your mind. Are you ready?
Yes.
You look a little bit stressed out. Are you sure?
I'm excited, man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually hyped.
Question number one, because no one knows the answer to this. Air or Boost?
Boost.
Number two, crew socks or no shows?
Crew socks.
Number three, how do you take your coffee?
Black.
Ooh.
Dark.
Grown man. Number four, yes, red or blue?
Blue.
Number five, how many pairs in the collection?
Just over 400.
I was not prepared for that answer at all. Holy shit. It's a lot of blue boxes. I just lost my train of thought. Number six, original boxes or drop fronts?
Original boxes.
I suppose that makes sense. That would be a lot of drop fronts to buy.
Yeah. One day.
Number seven. Cool. Oh, so you would do drop fronts if you could?
If I was rich and I had like a mansion, yeah, totally.
Oh, interesting. For real. Number seven, 350 V1 or 350
V2? V2.
Number eight, pineapple on pizza?
Nope.
No. Oh my god.
Nope.
Wow, I said nobody's getting kicked out of the chat today, but Number nine, what's your favorite sneaker brand that's not Adidas or Reebok?
Asics.
Asics.
Oh, nice.
Number 10, laces tied tight in a bow or hanging loose?
Oh, fuck, it depends. Generally tied in a bow.
Number 11, superstar or Stan Smith?
Superstar.
Number 12, can you say M.A. Léon d'Or for us?
M.A. Léon d'Or.
Thank you. Number 13, name three cities in the U.S. that start with the letter C.
Oh, boy. What? Connecticut, that's not a city. Oh, fuck. What?
Wow.
Is there a buzzer?
There's no cities in the U.S. that start with the letter C.
Ah.
No, there is. Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
Charlotte.
Yes.
Connecticut? No, and Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, great answer. Yeah.
There you go. Okay, so nice. As a team, we were able to answer that. That's good. Number 14, who should Adidas sign next? Sneaker free agent or otherwise?
Me, man. They should.
It sounds like it. You're right.
No, they. I think they. I would be curious to see if like a dancer could make of a great asset for a brand, but like someone that really has like a big or like a close hip hop artist that's like more underground.
Interesting.
I think that would be a great addition to the creators. World
yeah. Right now. They're doing a really good job with that. Number 15, Fuck, Marry, Kill, EQT, ZX, and Boost.
Woo. I kill Boost, I fuck EQT, and I marry ZX.
Oh.
How many times this week have you said you'd fuck EQT?
I'll keep that information.
Number 16, what's further from the Earth, the Sun or Mars?
The Sun.
Oh, shit.
Incorrect. Mars is further from the Earth.
Oh, for real? Wow.
I know, right?
Wow.
I said the same thing. It's scary. Maybe it's wrong. Number 17, Pusha T or Kanye West?
Kanye.
Number 18, spell Mississauga.
M-I-S-S-A.
No.
U-S.
Try on, try again.
Missi.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, shit, my bad.
M-I-S-S-E-S-S-E-S-S-E-S. No.
Your pronunciation, Lauren.
Accente gu. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-A-U-G-A is the correct answer. Number 19, are you a morning person or a night person?
Morning.
Number 20, what is your number one grail?
Fuck. I have none. Well, ZX 8000 Goodfoot.
Oh, Goodfoot.
Because it's like, all claims are hard to find. This is my grail, man. Because it's like, it's impossible to find.
Okay.
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
So would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
Three pairs from the top 10 for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, clearly, nice. 400 pairs, you're a quantity guy, so.
Well, yeah. It's because I acquired a grail like in 2013. Mm. So like once I acquired that, I didn't change the grail, you know, like the grail stayed the same and I've acquired it. So that's why I don't really entertain the grail this much.
Interesting.
Because I've acquired it once. So
was it that same shoe, the Goodfoot?
No, it was the ZX8000.
Oh, okay.
Like before the Aqua pair, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Before it came back again this year. The last time was in 2013.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Voilà.
I thought you were gonna say the pair that I got for you from S'il vous plaît, but it's fine, whatever. I don't even remember what shoe that was.
It was a ZX500 deer leather. Like it was great quality, made in Germany.
Yeah. That's the one.
Oh.
I still have that shoe, actually. I don't have a lot of Adidas left, but I still have that shoe. The leather is insane. The best, probably the best leather I have on any of the shoes in my collection.
Absolutely.
So it's been a while since you've been on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been like over a year.
Yeah,
so for any of our new listeners or any of the people who are not familiar, they're going to get familiar now. So why don't you, we like to call it a soulography, just run through really quick, like your evolution of sneakers and what got you into sneakers in the first place. And if anyone listening isn't sure, he's the Adidas guy, if we haven't made that very clear. So if you don't like Adidas, I apologize, but the next half an hour is going to be very three stripes oriented. go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to sound like an old broken record, because I'm sure I've mentioned some of the stuff in maybe the two episodes before that I was on. But I worked for Adidas for 9 years. So I started collecting shoes when I was younger, going on trip to Florida with my family. And I'm sure like a lot of us Canadians have done that. You're going to the outlets, you're scooping shoes for cheap. But the obsession for sneakers really started with breaking and the dance culture of like tracksuits and Run DMC and hip hop and just like watching old dance clips and stuff like that, like people matching their gear and whatnot. So when I started, it was really trying to be fresh. Something that I still stand by to this day is just no matter what the fuck you wear, you just got to be fresh. It's gotta make sense. It's gotta be relevant to you. It's gotta represent whatever you stand for.
It's the as somebody mentioned before, the raison d'être.
La raison d'être.
That's
voilà.
It.
You know, like I had this conversation with some friends like a little while ago. Like, there's a lot of cool shit that Adidas is releasing on the low that doesn't get necessarily a lot of attention. Like a recently, like a super cool ZX 8000 came up, It was with Metropolitan. I think it's a skate brand from the U.S. The shoe is absolutely crazy, but I had no fucking clue what Metropolitan is. So although it's a ZX and I'm a ZX fan, I'm not going to buy this shoe because I have no fucking clue what this is.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't buy the new basketball stuff because I don't play basketball and I can barely dribble. But I love the old basketball shit because it has a nostalgia to my first days at the outlets. When I worked at the outlets when I was a kid, this was like we only had basketball and skate shoes. So that's what I was buying because this was visible to me though. So this is what I was interested in, but I don't buy basketball shit because I'm not a basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, or I don't buy skate shoes because I don't skate, like really, you know? So, little by little, man, I made my way into Adidas. Like I started retail, like as a sales associate in an outlet store, back in 2010. And then I made it all the way up to like the concept store downtown Montreal as a key holder and then became a manager in 2015. I did all the crazy years of like the Yeezy Boost, NMD, all that shit hype, like the Bape release and all those.
What a time.
It was like a crazy 2 years of being with the brand. And it's kind of a weird time too, because like I was getting all sorts of attention, but not necessarily for the right reasons. But I can gladly say that I did make some really good friends, maybe including you guys.
Oh yeah,
during
for
that
sure.
time, because like it was like whenever like well the first time we met, Lawrence was in my store.
Yeah, I came to record a podcast.
Yeah. So like I definitely had the chance to meet a lot of people, but it definitely sometimes was a whole lot of overwhelming shit to handle, like the raffles and the hype and the phone calls and the DMs and all that stuff. But it was a really cool time because it gave me a platform to expose how much love and how much interest I had for the brand. So I think a lot of people got curious about the back catalog stuff and the stuff that I was posting because Adidas was kind of like being represented from a different facet that it was once before.
Yeah.
But now I had a voice, right? So I took part of the sneaker podcast for just a little under 100 episodes. And so I also got to connect with a lot of people around like the world through our listener base and through Instagram. So that was super cool too. And right after I had the chance to manage, I think 2 or 3 years after that, I got a job in marketing with Adidas, which was very interesting. It was super fun. It was a new position that was made for Adidas Canada. So that was very interesting. But I decided to take a different professional step this summer. And I left the brand for new adventures, which was a really good decision, I think.
You left the brand, but the brand never left you. That's very safe to say.
I left my job. I didn't leave the brand.
Yeah, that's a good way to say it.
That's what I'll just say. Because like it's, and I take this opportunity to say it again because I get a lot of people still messaging me asking me for information sometimes, and I feel like just a regular sneaker person now because I don't have the information anymore. I don't see the shit. I don't see the stuff a year and a half before it comes out, you know? So
you feel like a peasant just like us now.
Yeah, it's but it's actually fun, you know? I think people are really seeking for sneaker jobs. They're interested in working for sneaker brands and understanding like what like marketing culture is, product management and all that stuff. But when your nose is in a brand like 24/7, sometimes sometimes there's stuff that comes out, you don't even notice it, or you're too much into like the making of the campaign that you don't necessarily pay attention to what the product really is and if you're actually interested in it or not. So for me, it took a lot of my energy to be too deep into the brand. So at some point I just felt a little like diluted into like work. So I decided to move on to other opportunities. And but I still love my shoes and I
400 pairs.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's cool now because I I haven't gotten anything else than just like a pair of Asics and two pairs of Vans.
Whoa, you bought a pair of Asics?
Yeah.
Damn.
I got a plug with Asics. So
what's going on, bro?
So
I had a plug with Asics, so I got a pair of Kayano 5s.
Oh my goodness.
A friend of mine is plugged with Vans, so he got me skate highs and classic checkered slip-ons.
Wow, nice. Look at this guy.
Yeah, so as I said in the beginning, like I've been watching like Nike Air Max documentaries and
mm-hmm.
looking at trying to find a pair of Air Max 95s neons for cheap. So it's a very interesting time because I've for a little over 10 years, I've been only like eyeing really what Adidas was doing. I was very exposed to the rest all the time, but I never really took the time to actually pay attention to it. So I had an opinion that I could say if I liked it or not, or if it was like cool or not. But in the beginning, in the end, it was just more in my face rather than me looking at it. Really,
yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So do you feel, I don't even know what, like relieved? Like, is there like a weight off your shoulder now that you feel like?
Well, in the beginning when I left the job, it was very weird. Again, because a lot of people were still, and still to this day, I get some, hey, do you know when these are coming out? Or do you know what's up about these? Or do you know the story about this new shit? And I don't. So in the beginning, I kind of felt like I was owing some explanation to some people, you know, because people were messaging me for that. Mm. So it felt relieving, yeah, because I was just able to sit down in my shoe room, open some boxes, look at some shit. Without having to feel pressured to know everything or be aware of, like, you know, so it was a relief, definitely, but only for the right reasons.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't understand that, like, working in shoes, I guess working in any passion that you have, like when there's a hobby and there's a passion, but when you fuse them together, they get very clouded and they get very, like they cross over a lot. So you're working with, like, there's so many things that are now ruined for me eternally because I worked with them for so long, and it just brings up like weird emotions and weird memories. Like, do you find the same thing for you when you talk about like NMD or whatever? Like when you said NMD earlier, you look like you were cringing because you were remembering like how crazy it was when every single GR pair of NMDs was like absolutely insane and there was lines and raffles and shit. Like, do you feel the same way? Like, stuff is almost ruined for you in a sense?
It is. You brought up a very good way of looking at it. Like, I've been teaching dancing as well on the side for almost 11 years now. And I spend so much energy and time, and I offer so much of my passion to kids when I teach that sometimes on a regular basis, I don't have time to train for myself, you know? So I spend so much time teaching the dance that the dance is, like, my actual passion for the dance had to take a hit because I don't spend time actually dancing. I teach too much.
Yeah.
So it was the same with Adidas. Like, stuff was so hot that, you know, like when something came out, something that would have normally interested me because it had so much attention, it was either I was like going full hype for it. Or sometimes I was just like, you know what, if everyone wants it, like, I don't want it.
Yeah, you know, like, no, I
don't want it.
Yeah.
But I had a very hype-ish phase during the last couple of years at the store because it was hot. It was cool. You know, like, it was, and when the mass starts to think that it's cool, you're wondering yourself.
Yeah.
Too. You're like, yo,
is this cool?
Like, what's that? Is this cool, you know? And now, like, now I go back to, when I go back to the shoe room and I look at all of those, like, sock shoes, you know, like, with no tongues, and I ask myself.
The ninja shoes.
Yeah. Like, it's cool, but it's, like,
it's not the Alex that I know, that's for sure.
That's
not,
it. You know, like, I love a little more trunk, I love a little more, like, class, so. It was a very interesting time for me because I was going through, I had to go through the process of changing my style and learning new stuff at the same time as following to the hype and trying to stay original. So I definitely feel relief because now I don't have the pressure of following or copying this new silhouette that's coming out, you know, because I'm just curious about it or whatever. So
yeah. And now you don't get the discount either, so you're not even compelled.
No. I'm plugged for life.
Oh, that's true. Okay. I was gonna say once you stop getting the discount, it makes it a lot easier to not buy things. But I guess if you worked somewhere for 9 years, I guess you're probably fine.
No. There's a lot of people that I helped throughout my time with Adidas. So like when I left, I made sure that it sounds so wrong, but like I never had to go, oh, you remember this one time type shit. But I think people generally still want to help me out. They still want to they want to lend a hand. So I'm very, again, like, as I said, when I started this whole story, like I made so many friends, so many people that I can still talk to like on a regular basis through this. So I still have my connection, so that really helps.
Absolutely. You kind of alluded to it and talked on it a little bit, but what did you think of the whole, because you started, you said in 2010, I think, working for Adidas. Yeah. You worked there for 9 years.
Yeah.
So you literally saw it going from like what they kind of are now, like the second tier brand, if you will. Like it's going to be the other brand. But for a span of like 2-3 years, they were like the hottest thing since the fucking sun. Like it was insane. Yeah. What did you think of that whole like spike and then nosedive of Adidas and Boost and all that kind of thing?
I think it's still weird to consider this because it was a, like it was a peak.
Yes.
But I think the reason why it was so larger than life is because this was probably the first time in the digital era, like the social media era, that a brand had all of a sudden so much attention.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Like the Instagram.
That sounds about right. Yeah. It was a perfect storm. Yeah.
So it looked larger than life. So it became larger than life. And I think that when the interest started to shift back more to like the Virgil and the Nike and all that, I think it was just like a natural kind of like motion back into the regular times, you know, because I think that some of the stuff went out of proportion, like some of the hype on some of the product, like Nike included, all brands included, sometimes it goes out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Adidas just had so much attention for a little bit that people were trying to question the authenticity of it. And also it's from my understanding is that Nike boys are very vocal, like Nike enthusiasts. They're very vocal. Like, so in the beginning it was kind of weird because you'd get those people being upset that Adidas was hot all of a sudden. Right. And then as soon as the ball dropped, and that the wind like shifted again on Nike's side, like the Adidas boys kind of went quiet, and then the Nike boys were like, "See, we told you it was only gonna be like a fad, you know." Like,
stupid ass Nike boys.
No. But I find it's interesting because again, like I don't have like both of my feet, no pun, in the sneaker game anymore. But it's interesting how much attention, how much importance we gave to the drop.
Yeah.
To the after hype.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like everyone's like, oh, we knew like it was gonna dip, you know, like Boost was gonna die or Boost is dead or all that stuff. Like, so I think it just gained so much attention at a very high speed that I don't think anyone can maintain. You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, the Virgil stuff is still hot. But from the conversations that I'm listening to you guys, from you guys sometimes, I think it's starting to feel a little like kusi kusa, like some stuff is hot, some stuff is not as hot.
Come see, right? Come sa,
come see, come sa. You know, or and for another example, like I was listening to this super cool Nike documentary that they did on the Air Max 90 to 2090. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
2090.
So.
Yeah.
the duck camo came or came back, yep. I think. Or yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was hot, but that was something hot from the past that was hot still. And then this new 2090, is it hot? Is it not hot?
Kind of a miss.
Like, yeah. Kind of, right?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. So stuff is still arguably on the mid-level height.
Yeah.
Still, I find at this point. So, so to go back to your question, I thought it was super cool that I got to live through it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because before 2015, Adidas was just like the invisible brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
definitely. Yeah. They were just there. Yeah.
They were just there, right? They
yeah.
Were just there, and then student 2016 arrived. It became the war started. Like it was like who's on top.
Yeah.
And now that this is like this war is kind of like over.
Quote unquote. Yeah.
Quote unquote. Mm. Right. Well, I don't pay attention to it anymore. Like I don't consider it this important anymore. Like I don't think this is like this has a value. Like who cares who's the best? Like,
yeah, it really doesn't. First? At the like, end of the day, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't. Yeah. It really, really doesn't bring shit to the table. Yeah, you know, man. Like so. Yeah. You guys love your shit. I love my shit. I love what you guys wear. You guys pay attention to the stuff that I wear too. I think everyone wins if they wear whatever the fuck they like.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's what really matters, you know.
Mm. Yeah, man.
So, what do you think? Do you think it was something that Adidas did that made them fall off? Like, I know you said it was kind of a correction thing. Like, you think it was just kind of like a blip on the radar, essentially. But do you, because like you kind of mentioned that the whole Virgil thing has been kind of dying down, but like still kind of hanging around.
Yeah,
it seemed like Adidas was about to hang around, but they continued the free fall, if you want to call it that. Like, do you think it was something that Adidas did? Like, were they pumping too much? Were they going too much out of their lane? Or was this like Nike kind of punching back when they had like, cause that's around the time when Adidas started to kind of dip, was when Nike was starting to come back with like the Virgil and they were starting to come back with all this strong kind of shit. Like, do you think it was one side or the other side? Was it a bit of both? Like
personal opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Personal opinion was, it was a little bit of both. Very strong comeback from Nike. There's a lot of stuff that I thought was like super dope. Mm. So that's a big win on their end. The other side of this is that I find that the newer stuff that was coming out was for me not as strong, and we were still kind of like in a weird. I find that the gap in time just between the dad shoes came back.
Mm.
Was a little weird
for
everyone. You know, like everyone was kind of like making sleek shit, but with a larger sole.
Yeah.
so it was like a sock upper, but with a large sole. So for me, like all of these designs didn't really hit my interest. So that's where I saw the interest kind of like slowing down, and then the hype just kind of like going lower. And in the meantime, in my opinion, Nike had some really cool wins.
Yeah.
So if you want to look at the diagram of like who had the most attention at this point, definitely I think Nike was just like they were there at the right time, you know. They
yeah.
But for me in terms of what Adidas did, it's just like the designs didn't hit it, in my opinion, like to my likings.
Yeah, it seemed like Ultra Boost and NMD and that whole wave, like you mentioned, it was like the perfect storm kind of situation where it all hit at the exact right time. Like they had just acquired Kanye. Like it was all kind of starting to come together at the perfect time. And then as it started to go on, they were kind of like, if they were riding the wave kind of passed them and they didn't do what they needed to do to catch up. They tried to get a different wave, and the wave, like, it just didn't hit the same. Like, it wasn't the perfect storm anymore.
But for me, like, I also consider, like, a lot what fashion stands at that same moment. Like, during that time, I don't know if you guys remember, like, it was a lot of, like, very, like, tight cargos with drawstrings, or you know, like very like hemmed pants with you tuck your pants in your socks and all that
stuff. Okay. As everyone tapered as possible. Yeah.
Right. So everyone was dressing very ninja-ish.
Yeah.
So the sleek shoes, like the sock shoe, was looking very good, like the Flyknit racers, and everything sleek would make sense with that aesthetic. Mm. Now, I know Lawrence, you said you'll never wear pants over your shoes, but I've started to do it again, like a few months ago.
Oh, I noticed.
I wear my shit baggy because it's where I come from, and I'm very happy baggy is back. But I'm not gonna wear an Ultra Boost with my 36 size waist cargo pants, loose fit. You know, like it's just silly, right? And I find that the skateboarding scene always has dictated where fashion is leading. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Like the very large rolled, like double rolled chinos and the oversized mm-hmm. shirts and the six Ooh. Panels and the rolled beanies and all that stuff. Like the skaters were doing it while we were dressing
like a ninja. Yeah.
Like a ninja. Right. So I think it's just like a regular movement through fashion also that made the sock shoe kind of like losing his place in the sneaker world, in my opinion. Ooh. So that's where the dad shoes were so hot, because they were perfect for what the style was going to be at that moment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It were, like you said, perfect storm, but the opposite direction for them, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So we kind of, like I mentioned his name, his with a capital H name earlier, but Kanye. So I was thinking, like the other day I was going for a drive because it's one of the only things that I can do right now because no one can do anything. Mm-hmm. So I literally just drive aimlessly for a couple hours and then drive home. And I was listening to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, the best Kanye West album of all time, not a question. And I was wondering why it's the best. And I was like, okay, it was the timing, it was everything, it was the music, it was his style, it was just his whole aura at that time was incredible. And My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy Kanye was Nike Kanye. Mm-hmm. And then Yeezus, if I'm getting my timing right, was Adidas Kanye-ish. Yeah, the transition, and then it went into Adidas. So I have a question, and it's kind of an interesting, it kind of depends on how you want to look at it. If you could go back in time, because it's two different Kanyes. You have My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy Kanye, Nike Kanye, and now you have Life of Pablo. Life of Pablo is probably closer to the time. Life of Pablo Kanye, and he's Adidas Kanye. Do you like the Kanye that you guys got? If that question makes any sense.
I do. I really do.
Yeah,
I do. Kanye was at a weird place in my heart before Life of Pablo. I've always thought that he was like a genius for whatever, like he touched, like was absolutely golden, but it was not something that I was religiously listening to. Mm. But Life of Pablo was part of the perfect storm, you know, like it was, I remember listening to it, and I like the time that it came back, that it came out was, it was a very like, it was like the pinnacle of my time at the store. So for me, the Adidas Kanye sometimes can sound a little weird and a little like out of the box, but I think it's the evolution of the creativity.
Oh, absolutely. You know, like
again, as a dancer, sometimes like I look back at some stuff that I did like 5-10 years ago, and people appreciated my dance back then. But now when I look at myself dancing, I see myself moving in such a different way, with so much more maturity, so much more flow, so much more like ease and strength. Ooh. And I think that it's only like an artist should only gain more essence, you know, essence,
no, for
and structure,
sure. Yeah.
and definition. So I loved the Kanye that we had in the Adidas era, because I think he was like gaining a lot of maturity in his art.
Definitely. Do you, so to go off of that, do you mm-hmm. like the Kanye you got in the sense of the sneaker realm? Like, do you like the let him have as many silhouettes as he wants, let him release 8 different shades of the same beige on a 350 V2 and it was whatever? Like that's so, or like the Nike Kanye is he had 5-6 official releases. Like which version do you prefer in that sense?
I love the as many silhouettes as he wants, Kanye.
Okay,
but I don't like the as many colors in one silhouette as he wants. Yeah. It's one of those. I think I was still working with the brand, and V2s were coming out, and people were like, "Have you seen the Citrus?" And I'm like, The what? And then the yay this and the that.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I love the silhouettes that he's coming out with. I think that even some of the V2s, man, the 350 V2s that are coming out sometimes, I'm like, yo, this is hot. But it's an interesting color, or it's like an interesting like match of ideas and patterns and stuff like that. But it's just like, am I gonna pay $345 for a shoe that I'm never gonna wear?
Ever?
No.
Because you have the same shade. Like, it's literally like a paint swatch at this point. Like,
so yeah. I love the 500s. I love the 700s. I think that those are great designs. They're great designs, just as the 350 was an amazing design when it came out, in the time that it came out.
Absolutely. It's perfect.
Yeah. So for me, the 500 is like super comfortable. It's going to be I think it's a timeless silhouette. The 700 as well.
Absolutely. I agree.
It might not look as hot in 5 years. Maybe we'll be back in sock shoes in 5 years. Who knows, you know? So just like everyone's back in dunks, right? So.
Hey. All right. So now that you started talking about Nike, let's get into the good stuff. So I think that you and I had a mini conversation the other day, and you were talking about how you wanted to buy a pair of Neon 95s.
Yes.
So
do you have a pair for me?
I don't actually, no. I was hoping you had a pair for me, actually.
No. Yo, they're going for a lot of money, man.
They are, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's everything Nike goes for a lot of money now. It's really, don't get into our world. Just stay where you're good where you are. Like,
I'm very happy where I'm.
$169 shipped for a collaboration is where you want to live. Trust me.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Man.
But so you don't own any Nike at all?
Nope.
None. That's. Insane to me. 400 pairs of shoes and no Nike. Okay, so you had to buy one pair of Jordans. What is it?
Good question. I think I'd buy.
Price doesn't matter. Oh, none of that. Wow. Like, just
shit. Fuck. Jordans.
What are those?
No. I love the Turbo Green.
Okay. Okay.
I think this one is super hot. Fuck. I like the Travis Scotts a lot, but I don't listen to Travis Scott. So
okay, so you wouldn't
follow my rule. I'm not allowed to.
You seem like you'd be a Chicago One kind of guy for sure. Like,
yeah. But the Pine Greens is the recent one that came out, right?
Yep, black and green. Yeah.
Yeah. If it didn't have the red logo on the tongue,
yeah,
I think this one would have been a contender for. First,
really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay,
something that I didn't know that I needed was to be excited for Alex's first pair of Jordans. Like, I'm excited now.
Bro. Yeah, I'm gonna go find you a pair, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you had to buy a pair of Air Maxes, it would be the Neon
95 Neon, yeah. Or I would do the OG Blue Air Max one.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and probably a silver bullet.
Of course, there it is, yeah.
Yeah,
the silver bullet and the Air Max 98, the fucking the blue and red.
Oh, Gundam.
The Gundam.
Gundam.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for anybody who doesn't know Alex, all his choices right now are giving you a very good idea of who this person is. He's stuck in the 90s even still with okay, so last question, and I don't know if anyone's ever asked you this. Probably not because it's weird. But you're at Adidas head office in Germany, Deutschland, if you will. You have a magic lamp and you rub this lamp and a genie comes out. An Adidas genie comes out and he's going to grant you 3 Adidas wishes. What are they?
Bring me back to the archive so that I can see the shoes that I've sent to Germany. I want to step into the sample room because it's the ultimate. It's the target. Whenever you're at headquarters, I don't care what you're there for. If it's for a meeting on leadership or whatever, you want to hit the sample room. You don't want to check out the showrooms. You want to check out the sample room. I would love to visit the old factories that they have around the office. like the old office, the old office spaces. And no, scratch that third one. I want to meet Jacques Chassin. I want to meet Jacques Chassin. Jacques Chassin is the first half of the ZX design in the 80s.
Oh,
and he's still around.
Oh, wow.
He's still around. And Marcus Thaler is still around as well, apparently. So
interesting.
I'd meet these guys. Yeah.
I really thought he was going to say, well, your first wish probably should have been for unlimited wishes. Like, that's just stupid.
I recently listened to Aladdin. So, and
it's funny because I just watched that yesterday. And that's where the question... The new one.
It's actually good.
It's so good. Will Smith as Genie is fire.
And he says the first wish is you're not allowed to wish for more wishes.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought was going to be unlimited wishes. The second thing I thought was going to be unlimited shoes, but okay, you went for the sentimental stuff, so I respect it. It's fine. I want to know what everyone who's listening thinks Alex's first pair of Nike/Jordan should be. So if you're listening, please let us know. Let him know what he should make his first Nike and Jordan, because I want to see it happen this year more than anything, really. Like, I feel like it's a celebration when he posts that on Instagram wearing it, or in his house with his plants, and he posts a pair of Chicago ones. Like, I think it's going to be a celebration. I'm very excited for that.
It will.
I think I'm going to be confused for a bit.
Yeah, I'm going to think it's somebody else's photo.
Yeah.
It would be even better if the caption was #hacked. And confuse everybody. Alex, we appreciate you being here. This was fun, as always. Super fun.
Yeah, man.
Yo, guys, it's only love.
So much love. Stay safe. Stay washing your hands. Stay home. All of that. Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of the podcast. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we'd like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys, called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/group/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. You can find that at canadagotsold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Pole, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Do not forget to use #canadagotsoul on Instagram for a feature. I know Alex does. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at @ldoggystyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mark.
Alexandre, where can they find you?
Yes. Vous pouvez me trouver at Suji Cypher Sons, SUGYCYPHERSONS. I haven't done this in so long.
Wow, that was
really... I hope people got it.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the caption because no one was keeping up with that. Thank you, Alex, for being here.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 106 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Suji Cypher Sons, and we are out. Peace. That was bomb. That was so good.
Thank
nice.
You, bro. Thank you, bro.
That was so
good. A lot of spoilers tonight. Oh my God.
That was so fun. What the heck?